Trade tariffs and what it means to the U.S. ag sector. I'm Keith Lindberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Over the weekend, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins supported what the president's doing when it comes to our trade tariffs.
This president is so confident, first in his plan, but also in his backing of the farmers, that there will be some sort of program if it is necessary. Our goal is that these decisions are made very quickly, that we begin to see the unleashing of the American economy in ways we've never seen before, and that a massive driver of that is our farmers and ranchers and the products that we are sending around the world that to this point, again, have been so unfairly treated that now it's a new day.
So when it comes right down to it, what's the good, bad, and the ugly when it comes to the trade tariffs? Caleb Reglin is the president of the American Soybean Association.
The good is we're at the bargaining table now, and we have a stronger platform from which to negotiate. The negative is it's going to cost us some markets, potentially in the short run and potentially in the long run. 2018, we lost about 8% of the market that we had in China, 8% of all U.S. exports. 50% of soybeans are exported, and we need those export markets. We can't use them all domestically. The American farmer is great at producing, and we must have markets. And we want to make our living from the markets, not from the mailbox.
Secretary Rollins pointed out that President Trump is standing up to the world, something that has not been done in the past.
It is a system that is fundamentally dysfunctional, and it does not work for American producers and American agriculture. And President Trump, frankly, is one of the few or only that has been willing to stand up and say no more.
That's your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Lindberg.